Here's now to kick ass Splendor Festival. Cheer!
The Splendor Weekend on Triple J.
Backstage for Splendor in the Grass. And welcome Paul and Daniel from Interpol, New York's finest in the, well, I was going to say in the house, but really in the tent this afternoon.
How you doing?
How are you gentlemen going, this Arvo?
Hi.
Hi. The festival scene, obviously, something that you're getting used to these days. Is it something that you enjoy, or is it a, I don't know, is it a trial for you?
I like it when we don't, I like it better when we've been, you know, we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
So we did one, I mean, we did the European festival run in June, July, and then we've had a bit of a break, and we're doing a few club dates, so it's our first festival in Australia, and our last one, I think, this year, so, or no, we're going to Japan, too, but it's one of our last ones, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Is a band like Interpol, I mean, are they more appropriate for a club kind of scene?
I think it's, as long as it's dark, you know, it works best. We have to do a few of the European ones in the daylight, and it definitely takes a little bit more work to get yourself into it. But,
yeah, and preferably a bit cooler as well, considering that you guys like to dress up a bit.
It varies. Sometimes it's nice playing outdoors, so.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
You guys met at New York University, I understand?
Yeah, that's right.
Were you always as well-dressed as you are these days?
I think we've always had, like, an individual sense of, you know, what we like to wear or whatever, but, yeah, I mean, when I met Carlos, he actually looked very similar to how he looks now, and I look kind of similar to what I had now, more or less, so,
yeah. I had a hard time with pants for a while. I had to wear sweatpants for about 15 years.
I did, yeah.
From where we stand in Australia, you're sort of hearing about other music scenes, you know, via the internet or via international magazines. And New York is one of those music scenes which, according to music press that comes through, has been going through some kind of renaissance over the last year or two. Is that a fair thing to say, or is it kind of been filtered through the music press? And
I think something's been happening. You said New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last 5 years, I think there's been definitely, yeah, a lot of new bands that are excellent coming out of New York.
Is it an easy place to be a band, though?
Financially, no, but I think as far as opportunities, yeah.
Did you grow up there?
No.
So is it, I guess one of those cities that a lot of people have moved from other parts of the States to try and give it a go.
But, you know, I think it's like the last 5 years, it's gotten a lot easier. But when we started, and for like the first couple of years of our existence, it was actually quite difficult. People didn't, you know, New York didn't really pay that much notice, and you know, we were playing shows in clubs in New York for 4 years before we put out our first record,
yeah.
And, you know, everyone kind of knew we were, but no one really was paying that much attention, and I think since, you know, like, especially the Strokes, everyone's been, you know, it's been a lot easier for bands, and people are a lot more, you know, they're just paying more attention, a lot more excited about rock music in general,
yeah.
Especially music from New York.
Is that because the club scene was so huge in New York, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago? Because the dance music scene was so big in New York as well.
Yeah. I think like in the 90s, people were actually New York, like New Yorkers, and maybe like just people into like independent music more or less. And the 90s were more into like electronic music and like hip hop and stuff like that, and branching out in that direction, a little more experimental stuff. And they weren't really into rock music so much. But then the last 5 years, I guess people have been paying a little more attention to it.
Mm. Does worldwide travel, does it change you as a band, do you think? Getting out of your home city and getting away from things, does it expand what you feel like as a band?
I think it expands how you feel as a person, but as a band, no, it hasn't impacted our music. You know, I think most bands that get in a position that they're traveling the world, they have an identity that is formed and kind of fixed. But it definitely changes you as a person, yeah.
All right, this next one's for any freaks out there. This is a festival that has to be a few.
Triple J Splendor Weekender.